My story really begins at Charleston, a perfect point of light and invention that stands in the English countryside. It was warm that summer, and the mornings went far into the afternoon when the best of the garden would come into the house, the flowers arranged in pots and given new life by Vanessa in her fertile eyes. She was always there with her oils and her eyes, the light falling through the glass ceiling to inflame the possibility of something new. She had good days and bad days. On good days, she set out her brushes and knew the time was right for work when all her memories became like an aspect of sleep. It was June 1960. The gardener had just brought a tray of foxgloves into the kitchen, the flowers pert but deafened after a week or two of bees. I was sitting in a basket next to the oven when a ladybird crawled over the table. "You've got the knock, honey," said the insect, climbing over the breadcrumbs. "He's just tired," I said. "He needs a cup of tea." Mrs. Higgins swiped the soil off the table and the poor creature too. "Bloody plummet in here," she said. "Hey, where do you want them?" People have no head for miracles. They're pressed into shape by the force of reality, a curse if you ask me. But never mind, I was lucky to have my two painters, Vanessa Bell and Duncan Grant, a pair who, for all their differences, shared their determination to dream the world they lived in and capture it into permanence. That's nice for a dog. And what a blessing it was to paddle about on those Sussex flagstones and chase the yellow wasps, turning slowly into lovely me, the sort of dog who is set for following adventures and ordained to tell the story.